Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is WWJ All Local.
Wayne County Public Health reporting 13 cases of the coronavirus linked to businesses in Romulus. 12 of the cases involve workers or patrons at the Playhouse Strip Club between June 17th and July 1st. The other case involved a worker at Checkers Restaurant. Health officials say anyone at that strip club or Checkers between June 27th and July 4th should contact the Wayne County Health Department. Officials investigating and tracing confirmed cases. Those who have tested positive for the coronavirus have been told to self-isolate for 14 days. State Health Department reporting nearly 400 new cases of the coronavirus. People spending time around others this holiday weekend still being encouraged to wear masks and stay 6 feet away from others. And while there have been more than 65,000 confirmed cases of the virus in Michigan, nearly 53,000 have recovered. Michigan Chief Medical Executive Dr. Jonae Khaldun says lately more people under the age of 50 are getting the virus.
The disease can spread like wildfire in our communities. And what we saw happen in the spring when our hospitals were at capacity and deaths were high is something that none of us wants. But we still have time to avoid a surge in cases. So I implore everyone again to please take this seriously, wear your mask, socially distance, and be responsible.
There were three additional fatalities from the coronavirus reported Saturday. The total number of deaths since mid-March now stands at 5,972. The number of active cases in Michigan stands at just over 6,700. The complete information on the coronavirus at our website, WWJNewsRadio.com. And while wearing a face mask is one way to help slow the spread of COVID-19, could your face mask also be irritating your skin? Here's WWJ health reporter Dr. Deanna Lights.
Farmington Hills dermatologist Dr. Wendy Sadoff says she's seen some patients with red acne-type lesions on areas of the face covered by the mask.
They're calling it acne when they come in, but actually it's a flare of rosacea. And this is a condition that can be triggered by heat. So not only is it the heat outdoors, but with wearing a mask, you're creating essentially like a little sauna under the covered area.
Dr. Sadoff says to avoid any acne-type products on the area. Instead, try splashing the face with cool water and pat dry. If problems continue, see a dermatologist. From the Delta Dental Health Desk, Dr. Deanna Lights, WWJ News Radio 950.
Virtual learning, here to stay. So says the outgoing superintendent at Lake Orient Schools. Here's WWJ's Jason Scott.
In the age of COVID-19, Marion Giannopoulos says too many people are afraid to send their kids back into public schools.
We've had a number of parents who've said, I'm not sending my child to school unless there's a vaccine. And then others are saying, even with a vaccination, it has to be tried and tested before I'm ready to send my kids to school. School is not going to look like we currently see schools with 25, 30 children in a classroom. Eating lunch together, intermingling, it's just not going to be that way.
Giannopoulos, who retired this past week, is bowing out of Lake Orion Schools after being with the district for 10 years. She had been working in education for 50. Jason Scott, WWJ News Radio 950.
As mentioned, it's going to be another hot day, temperatures well into the 90s, and this weather actually hurting restaurants with outdoor seating. Frank Agostini, owner of E.G. Nick's in downtown Plymouth, telling WWJ he's seen more people dining in his restaurant than sitting outside because of the heat.
The business is good. it's just not back to the level that it once was yet, which is obvious. But the outside has been the key. Everybody wants to sit outside. And thank God we've had such great weather.
Agostini said because of the coronavirus and new capacity limits, outside dining has kept his business going. A Detroit man has died in an early morning crash along I-94 outside Metro Airport. State police say the 24-year-old Detroit driver in the eastbound lanes just after 5 a.m. when he lost control of the vehicle that hit a cement barrier. The car veered into the median and rolled over. The driver thrown from the vehicle and was killed. Troopers investigating to find what caused the man to lose control. Monroe County Sheriff's Department investigating a drowning on 4th of July evening. Investigators say 17-year-old Jorge Delgadillo Flores of Inkster was reported missing at Milan Beach before 6 o'clock last night. Members of the Monroe County dive team called to the scene. They were able to locate the teen 30 feet from shore. Family members say Delgadillo Flores was seen struggling to swim before going under. An investigation continues. A Wixom man facing attempted murder and other charges from a freeway shooting this past week. State police say 49-year-old Charlie Brown was arraigned on assault, discharging a gun from a vehicle, and felony firearm charges Saturday, 3 days after being taken into custody on the shooting of I-96 near the Southfield Freeway. The victim not hurt. Investigators say Brown knew the victim, not yet clear what led to the shooting.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.